Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, September 24th. Last week saw the sad outcomes of yet another natural disaster, Hurricane Florence. At least 41 people have died in the Carolinas and Virginia, along with millions of animals. At production time, severe flooding concerns in the Carolinas persisted. No one welcomed this or any other of the natural disasters that have occurred over the last few years with frightening frequency. That's also true for some of the biggest beneficiaries of Mother Nature's wrath, the two major rivals for property repair business, Home Depot and Lowe's. On Friday, Home Depot's foundation increased its aid to victims of natural disasters, including the California fires, to $3 million. Lowe's has pledged $2 million to help Hurricane Florence survivors. Still, as in the past, storms like Florence are good for business. The stock prices of both companies spiked in the days leading up to the storm. They remained high after the torrential rains ended, perhaps because, as climate scientists say, the number and strength of such storms is only going to increase over time. Hurricane Florence caused $22 billion in damage in North Carolina alone, according to early estimates. Rebuilding could take months, and customers will count on Lowe's and Home Depot for supplies. Lowe's is headquartered in Mooresville, North Carolina, and has more than 230 stores in the Carolinas and Virginia. Home Depot, a much larger company, has just over 100. As property owners begin their long, slow recovery, weather watchers were warning that some rivers were just reaching flood stage late last week. That prompted them to predict more flooding over the weekend and early this week, even as property owners in areas beginning to dry out are starting their repairs. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. You like our show? Well, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. I'm David Brown. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.